Governor-elect Scott Walker says the state should look at every available option when it comes to dealing with its unions, whether that be decertifying them or passing laws that take away their collective bargaining rights. It's unclear how much power Walker has to deal with the unions by himself, but something like ending collective bargaining would need the legislature's okay. Juneau Republican Scott Fitzgerald, who will be the Senate's majority leader in January, would not rule it out.
I mean, I think what he was trying to explain is that everything's on the table. And as long as that continues to be the case, you know, I think we're probably moving in the direction I thought we were, and that's going to be, you know, reform and some changes, some dramatic changes.
Fitzgerald's brother, Republican Assembly Speaker-elect Jeff Fitzgerald, says members of his caucus have talked about some of the ideas Walker mentioned. He also says everything is on the table, given the state's budget shortfall.
I think there's a growing concern probably nationwide of probably the divide that's there right now and the gap that keeps growing between the private sector and public sector employees. So obviously that's an issue that comes into play, and during these tough economic times, it's probably an issue that'll be discussed.
Kenosha Democrat Peter Barca, who will be the Assembly's minority leader next year, says he's shocked to hear Republicans talk about decertifying unions. Barca said Walker never mentioned the idea during his entire gubernatorial campaign. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.